This is Coastal Connection, our spotlight on the community. I'm Terry Wright, and today we have Nancy Palmer and Sue Carlson. They are co-race directors for the upcoming second annual Scrub J 5K and Duathlon Run Walk. It's happening in Titusville on
January 26th, Sunday.
Well, tell us a little bit about why you're doing this.
We're doing this to benefit Promise and Brevard. Both myself and Nancy are moms who have kids with special needs, and we thought the best way to give back to the community and to find them a housing facility that would meet their needs, this is part of our promise back to them. This is the second annual Scrub J 5K Run Walk and Duathlon. Happens up at the Chain of Lakes. The run starts at 7:30, the duathlon starts at 8:30. We're in partnership this year with the Birding Festival, which happens before and after the run. The Birding Festival is the 17th annual Space Coast Birding and Wildlife Festival, and we are working with them to raise awareness for folks with special needs. And we have gotten a huge outpouring of interest. We had a lot of interest last year. This year, our sponsors have increased. Our PR has increased. We are on, it's page 43 of the Birding and Wildlife Program. The Brevard Nature Alliance, who runs the Birding Festival, has worked with us hand in hand on promoting the Scrub J 5K. We'll be at the Exhibit Hall, Eastern State College up in Titusville. We are going to be able to register folks if they're interested in coming to the festival. We'll have that booth there. And we'll have music, Zumba warm-ups, all sorts of fun stuff at the event. It'll go from 6 a.m. to about 11 when everything finishes up. So we hope to have a lot of fun.
So let's get the details of the race. Who can participate and what do they need to do?
Actually, anybody can participate. As we mentioned, we have a 5K and then we also have a duathlon. The 5K, you can run, you can walk, you can crawl, however you want to do it. And you can make it fun. You don't have to, be the first one to out the chute and into the back across the finish line. The Sprint Duathlon is actually a USAT sanctioned event, and that's a run, bike, run. So there's two types of events, but there'll be a 5K and then a 12.3-mile bike ride, which will leave the Chain of Lakes Park and go out across US 1 out to the saltwater marsh area and back, and then they'll do another 5K. As Sue said, that Sprint Duathlon starts at 8:30. The 5K starts at 7:30. Now, for both of those, we're going to have the Zumba warm-ups, which will be a lot of fun. We have a DJ and music going on. We're going to have awards for all age groups and in both the 5K and the duathlon. So we'll actually have two award ceremonies and we'll have food afterwards. We have a quilt raffle, beautiful quilt that was donated by the Seaside Quilters, Mariner's quilt. It's just gorgeous. And lots of good door prizes that have been donated for us. We have a lot of fun. Last year was a wonderful event. We hope to double the participation this year. And as I said, anybody can join. We've had people last year from all around the county and also from out of state.
We do have some folks out there that are putting out challenges. Sheriff's Department and District 1 Commissioner is going to be running in the race, and he will be our master of ceremony.
Yeah. Oh, definitely. We should let you know that you need to go to www.scrubj5k.com to register.
Right.
Or you can do it online. You can go through the running zone. But do please register today.
And all the proceeds go to Promise of Brevard, so very, very worthwhile cause. So thank you very much for coming in. Once again, this is the Run Walk Scrub J 5K Duathlon, Sunday, January 26th. And if you'd like more information or to pre-register, you can go to scrubj5k.com.
Thank you, Terry.
Thank you, Terry.
Thanks.
Appreciate it.